This is Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott for Ethically Speaking.
I have a New Yorker cartoon on my office wall. Two dogs sit by the computer. One says to the other, "On the internet, no one knows that you're a dog." The cartoon serves as a good reminder that we never know who we're dealing with online.
It's true that we're sort of invisible on the internet and can say whatever we want about who we are. But the fact that we can present a false identity doesn't answer the question of whether or not it's okay to do so. I mean, is it a problem to have a virtual world where people pretend to be different from who they are?
Your question reminds me of Plato's Myth of Gyges. That philosopher asked us to imagine a ring that could make us invisible. If you had an invisibility device, like a ring, Harry Potter's cloak, or the internet, why not do whatever you can get away with?
Plato's answer is that it's better to be treated unjustly than to act unjustly, but that's where I'm stuck. I don't see what is unjust or unethical about making up a persona for online interaction.
I'd say it depends on the rules that everyone thinks that they're expected to follow. The internet is full of intentional fantasy communities where everyone creates fantasy persona. But those are the rules. Everyone's playing the same game and following the same rules.
So unless there's some shared agreement to do otherwise, people should be as truthful about themselves on the internet as they would be in regular life? Wow, that would really change online dating.
What's the harm of presenting an online personality different from your own? Is it just innocent fun? Tell us honestly at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is a co-production of the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, and the University of Montana. Support provided by the Montana Committee for the Humanities and the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California. Music by Eric Hutchins.